I want to try my best to sing a song this morning. I did say try. I don't have to profess that I'm not a singer. It's easily known. But I had this song on my heart about the Lord arising. And it's called Christ Arose. And you pray for me and I'll do my best to sing it. But the world, they don't want to know that He got up. They don't want to know that He died for them. But in spite of all of that, He finished all it was for Him to do. And when He did finish it, all those things concerning Him, when He fulfilled every scripture concerning Him, He arose and went up to heaven. And they stood there gazing at Him. And the angel standing beside Him said, "You men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing? This same Jesus that you see ascending will return likewise in the same manner one day." But I want to try to sing his song, Christ Arose. Lo, in the grave He lay, Jesus, my Savior, waiting the coming day, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph over His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. If I could drop that down, it'd probably help on that last part. Vainly they watch His bed, Jesus, my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph over His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Death cannot keep His prey, Jesus, my Savior. He tore the bars away, Jesus, my Lord. Up from the grave He arose, with a mighty triumph over His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose. Amen. Paul told King Agrippa, this thing wasn't done in the corner. And the news media, they don't know how to handle this kind of news, Brother Melvin. They can't explain it away. It's beyond explaining. Yeah. There's only one thing you can do, and that's believe the report. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory! Glory! Man, if you got some victory this morning, I'll tell you where you got it at. You got it from a resurrected Savior. Amen. Yeah. Glory! Man, I'll tell you, I'm about cocked ready to fire. I know they want to confiscate our guns, but they won't never confiscate this gun, amen. Open up your Bible this morning, Philippians chapter number 3. I do believe that we are in the last days. I make no excuse for that. There's just too many signs, too many things pointing to the climax of His coming. And that day will come. The Bible says the day of the Lord will come. And He's not going to delay. That's why you ought to be in a hurry this morning. If you're here lost, He has no delay in mind. Right on time, He will show up. Amen. At the appointed time. Philippians chapter number 3. We'll read 21 verses out of Philippians chapter 3, which will be the entire chapter. Catch up on your Bible reading this morning. And verse 10 will be our text verse. Paul here writing from the Mamertine prison, writing to the church at Philippi, and he says, "Finally, my brethren," and I'll tell you what, I didn't have no brothers and sisters But I'm glad I've got brothers and sisters now. And Paul here has been in a long discourse. And he says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things unto you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it's safe. Beware of dogs. Me and Brother Melvin, we go out on visitation all the time. And I'm always thinking about this verse about bewaring a dog, but it's not talking about the kind of four-legged dogs. It's talking about another kind of dog. I can't help but think about the four-legged dog with this verse here about beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. And there's plenty of them. They're going on right now. They're busybodies. They're making twofold more trials of hell than themselves, Sister Molly. Paul says, beware of them. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. That's good if you can line up with that. I ain't got no confidence in Brother Eddie. If I was confiding in Brother Eddie, I'm good as in hell. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh. Now, you talk about a pedigree. Paul is one. And he said, though I might have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, he said, I more. Now, Paul was a chosen vessel. Jesus said about Paul that he would suffer many things for his name's sake, and he did. But here he is telling the pedigree or the caliber of man that he was, and he says in verse 5 that he was circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, Brother William, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, he said, I persecuted the church. Touching righteousness, which is in the law, he said, I was blameless. Now here's a man that you couldn't throw a rock at him because concerning the flesh, he could have confidence in that flesh. He had done everything that was required of him to be justified in the flesh. But verse 7, he says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless. And I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And this is a key verse. You ought to put you a little star up beside this verse. You ought to highlight this verse. You ought to underline this verse. This verse is so important. And be found in Him. The Bible said if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And the Bible said if any man, he that has the Son has life, he that has not the Son has not life, the wrath of God abideth upon him. But Paul said that I may be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. That's a good verse. Here's our text verse. That I may know Him. I'm glad I know Him. I'm glad He knows me. He said, and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I'd already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind, and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Woo! Amen. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
Right. Amen.
Nevertheless, whereunto, we have already attained. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. We'll stop right there. I want to read my text verse again, verse 10. Paul said that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death. I want to preach this morning, the Lord be my helper, on the power of His resurrection. Pray with me. Father, we love You this morning. Lord, we thank You, Father, to have a message from God. Lord, I've thought about it many times, how You do things, and I still can't explain it, but I'm glad that You told Jonah to go to Nineveh and preach the preaching. You bid him to preach, and when he did, Lord, 60-some thousand, Lord, were saved. They didn't know their left hand from their right hand. And Lord, You still save today to the uttermost from the guttermost, all that believe. I do pray, dear Father, today for a manifestation of Thy Holy Spirit and of the truth of Your Word. Lord, I pray the gainsayers will be put to silence. And I pray, Lord, the ears will perk up and the hearts will be ready to receive the engrafted Word, which has been, Lord, commanded from God, from heaven, Lord, to all men. And they do well to take heed as a light that shines in darkness. Lord, let that Word, I pray, walk down the corridors of our darkened hearts and may it light us up with the light of Christ. May we, Lord, I pray, trend the weak, dear Father, today, and go out of this place different than we came in. Yes. Lord, we pray for a heavenly visitation. I pray, Father, Lord, for those that are cold this morning, that their hearts might be warmed. I pray, Father, Lord, for those that are in the prodigal in the far country, that they might draw back to the Father's house. And those that are lost, I pray, dear Father, today, that they'd acknowledge Your invitation and receive it and come forward and get saved. Whatever You do, I praise You. In Jesus' name, ask it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, honey. Glory. Power of His resurrection. Paul said that I may know the power of His resurrection. I want you to know, buddy, the earth quaked at the death of our Savior, and the earth also quaked at His resurrection. That's found in Matthew chapter 27, verse 50 through 54. By the way, when the earth quaked at His death, that centurion, the Bible said, when he saw the earthquake, that he said within himself, truly, this is the Son of God. And the power of the manifestation of the fact that He is God was manifested in His death and in His resurrection. I want you to know, buddy, those men became as dead men because of the power of His resurrection. Hallelujah. Now, I'll tell you what, buddy, if we'd be men today, we'd acknowledge the fact that, praise God, He got up. But Jesus said He had power to lay down His life. And He said, I've got power to take it up again. St. John chapter 10, verse 18. You know, the world, they want to somehow brush away. Now, I don't know about that. What about that garment, Lord? I don't know, Charlotte, about that garment. I don't know about that. I know one thing, He got up. Amen? I know one thing, glory to God, there's plenty of evidence, plenty of witness, plenty of tokens, plenty of the Bible talks about so great a cloud of witnesses. I mean, buddy, He was seen by more than 500 at one time, and it turned the world upside down with the message that He had risen from the dead. Amen? Why in the world would I want a Savior? They couldn't go no further than the grave, Brother James.
Amen.
See, the Muslim, they say the only thing we got the glory in is an empty tomb.
Yeah.
I don't know why in the world they want a Savior still laying in the grave, Molly.
Right.
But they say all we got the glory in is an empty tomb. Hallelujah, I'm glad my God got up, amen. He showed Himself victorious, showed Himself triumphant, and left behind an evidence, a folded napkin, and linen clothing laying there, and an empty tomb, and a witness, two angels said, He ain't here, He's risen. praise and glory. Glory! Man, the world may not understand the language, but there ain't no way explaining away. The empty tomb, even today, says he's gone. He's not here. He's risen, amen. Those Muslims, and they're not all the Hindus and other cults in the world, they'll understand the problem is their Savior didn't get up, and they somehow put confidence in a grave that's got the Savior in it. But glory to God for an empty tomb, proof of a risen Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me say this. The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 14, knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus Christ shall also raise us up also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. I'm glad for that confidence. Man, ain't nothing I like about death. I don't like burying my loved ones. And I know you don't either. Yet in spite of all that, we have to. One reason we had to make some bad choices. The best choice I made, praise God, I chose Jesus. Amen. Over any weight and everything the world had to offer. That's the best trade I ever made, Brother Melvin. Glory to God, I knelt down with nothing, rose up with everything. But the world don't want that. They want anything. I mean, there's some teacher somewhere who put the name Jesus on a piece of paper and laid it on the floor and told the students to come up and stop Jesus. He still got a job. They've put him in protective custody because they're afraid that somebody might bend his head. I'll say string him up. Man, we'll not have people like that teaching our children. You know what our children have been doing today? They're being bombarded with lies.
That's right.
God bless you, Brother Melvin. They're being told things that aren't true. Back years ago, the only book in the school, Brother James, was the Bible, and it was sufficient. Man, I wish I could have been back then. We did have the Bible when I was in school, but it wasn't the only book. But now they've got stuff, I mean, it's right there so far. I had some kind of calculator cost $100, and some of that stuff, that calculator couldn't even calculate, and some of that, the teacher couldn't even put an explanation on the blackboard. What in the world we need that kind of knowledge for? Man, oh man. Paul said he counted all that but dumb for the excellent knowledge of Christ. But listen, praise God, he's going to raise me up just like he raised Jesus up. Jude, it's only got one chapter. Verse 24 says, now unto him that's able to keep you from falling and to present you. He's going to present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Hallelujah, glory. And I'm glad for the word of God. It tells me exceeding great promises. By the way, all the promises in Him are yea and amen. Ain't nothing to doubt about it. But they couldn't prevent Him from raising from the dead. They couldn't stop Him. They couldn't seal Him. They couldn't silence His resurrection. They tried. They offered money. They peddled some kind of lie and said, say that His disciples came by night and stole Him away and will give you a large sum of money. That tells me, buddy, if you can be bought, Michael Cohn said, not for sale. I say, glory! There ought to be some things not for sale. Man, oh man, I'll tell you what, you might not think much about it. But if it wasn't for this King James Bible, you wouldn't know what truth is.
Amen.
Jesus said in John chapter 17, thy word is truth. I'll tell you what, buddy. God settled into heaven His word. He commanded to 1,000 generations. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, my word not pass away. Not one jot, not one tittle of this word will ever pass away. Now men have tried to somehow mock it. They've tried to correct it, but it corrects them. Most men, if they'll approach this Bible, by the way, it's wrote on a third grade education. It's not like it's that far up high. It's wrote really in the elementary form. But I'll tell you one thing, you try to conquer this word, you'll find out, buddy, it'll conquer you. Amen. Yeah, man, this word, it don't return void. It prospers in the thing it's sent to do. It'll prick that heart. It'll open them blinded eyes. It'll show some things, amen. But they couldn't keep Him. They might have put out a lie. But I'll tell you what, buddy. He showed them, praise God. They couldn't stop Him from raising. Now, some lied about it. Some doubted about it. But some saw Him worshipped. Matthew 28 mentions that. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 17, it said, if Christ be not raised, it says your faith is in vain. and you are yet in your sins. Verse 18, and your loved ones are perished. But verse 20 says, but now Christ is risen. That resurrection is so important. Because if He hadn't have got up, we'd be still in our sins. That's the dilemma of the Muslims. That's the dilemma of the Mormons. And the Jehovah's Witness, I ain't throwing rocks this morning. But if He didn't get up, I'm telling you right now, we ain't got nothing to believe in. If He didn't get up, we ain't got nothing to trust in. We ain't got no confidence. I'm telling you, Paul said, let's eat, drink, tomorrow we die. Amen. Amen. Bible said we have hope in this life only. And a lot of people do. We live all men, most miserable. A lot of people are miserable. One reason they're miserable is because the day star hadn't rose in their heart and the light hadn't came on. They're still in darkness. But I'll tell you what, I still remember the day, hallelujah, when He washed my sins away, manifested Himself in my heart. I work with girls out there at work, and it seemed like they just keep coming through there. But they were talking one day about tattoos. I said, I got one. They said, you got a tattoo? I said, yes, I have. My heart's tattooed with the name Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The circumcision made without hands. He left His handy mark upon my heart. Amen. And now, praise God, thanks to that made without hands tattoo. Glory to God, I'm not my own. I've been bought with a price. And hallelujah, He knows me. Amen. And I know Him. Glory to God.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Glory to God for that empty tomb. Romans chapter 1 verse 4, which is in our Sunday school lesson, said He declared His power by His resurrection from the dead. Now let me give you an analogy. This is pitiful, but I couldn't think of anything else. My daughter got killed on Sunday. May the 28th was the actual date that she got killed. We had her funeral May the 30th, which is on a Wednesday. Now, she only lived 17 one week. And we couldn't help the fact we'd done everything. I put new tires on her car. Man, I done everything possible. I made sure the brakes was good. The car was mechanically safe to drive. I wouldn't let my daughter drive anything that wasn't safe. There's nothing else I could have did that would have made her any more safe than what she should have been. But in spite of all that, Jessica, there was a guy washing an 18-wheeler off. And the water was running across the road, and my daughter didn't see it. And she hit that water, and it caused her to swerve a little bit, and she overcorrected, and she's a young driver. She hadn't been driving very long. Anyway, she had a wreck, and she died. I wasn't there. I just seen her. She was coming from my home back to town. She just seen me. She just seen her mother. And on her way back to town, God called her home. But can you imagine, me and my wife, much difficulty at the hospital, sitting there hoping for some report that she's going to live. We're in the waiting room. We're weeping. We're really, really low. And the doctor come in there, walked up to me. Matter of fact, he got down on his knees and crawled to me, looking back upon it on this day. I just didn't see what he saw, Brother Melvin. I'm sure it was a tragic thing to see my daughter succumb to death. But he crawled to me, buried his face in my lap, wept for a long time, looked up at me, tears running everywhere. And he said, I'm sorry, son. He said, I've done the best I could. And I hugged him, Brother Hired, and I said, I want to thank you for everything you've done. I know you did. He done the best he could. It's not in man to rise from the dead. It's not in man. He don't have the power of life and death. It's not in man. It's in God. God called my daughter home. I had to sign a piece of paper. Mike Swift was there. He's a coroner, county coroner. He gave me a piece of paper. And I had to sign a release for her body to be taken from the hospital to the morgue. And I done that. I mean, I took both hands. I didn't want to do it, but I did it. I'm going somewhere. Bear with me. I'm chasing rabbits right now. But anyway, me and my wife, we went and picked out a coffin for my daughter at Hatcher and Sadler. We went upstairs. The funeral director went up there with us. He said, Eddie, he said, I'm sorry to even say this, but I need to say it's part of my job. The further you go around here, the more expensive the coffins get. And I told him, Sophie, we're not interested in how much it costs. We just want to get this over with. At that time, I didn't care. But we went around that curve there. My wife, she saw a coffin. It was mauve color. And that was all she could do to get it out. But she said Cindy would like that color. And I mean, without any hesitation, I said, that's one we want. But now I'm going here. That's where I'm going. Can you imagine? They've got everything ready. And they open the doors to let the family in. And we walk up there to that coffin, Margaret, and she's gone. she's not there. Now, I don't know about you, but I'd be enraged. I'd go to the funeral director and I'd demand, where's her body? I want to know where my daughter's body is. And the dilemma to them, they'd run in there and say, we don't know, somebody must have stole her away. Well, it's kind of like what happened with Jesus in the tomb there. They come seeking a body, and it's gone. And even though they tried some kind of propaganda to say he was stolen away, he wasn't stolen away. Man, he got up, triumphant, glory to God, resurrected. But I'm telling you, when I went up there, they laid my little girl there. And the reason she laid there is because the part of her unknown went no further. But the soul, the Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, returns to God that gave it.
Amen.
And her soul had done departed. Her soul was with God. And I'll tell you what, buddy, I'm longing to be where my daughter is. But I'll tell you what, buddy, a lot of people, they're not going to be able to go no further than the grave. Or they're not going to be able to have no hope that makes not ashamed. They're not going to be able to have no hope that's an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast. And the reason for that is because they're dying without hope, without God. They're dying without Christ in this world. But when I look in that coffin, Brother Melvin, even though my little girl ain't there, hallelujah, I was not without hope, amen. I'm telling you, there was a thread of hope in that by the Word of God. It said, I'll say it again, hallelujah. If he hadn't got up, Sister Anita, there'd have been no hope. If she had got up, if he hadn't got up, I'd have never had no hope whatsoever seeing that little girl again. But I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
Amen.
We're going to tear about 3 acres of heaven up. We're going to have such a neck hugging you never seen like in your life. Now I'm going to say, I'm sorry. She's going to say, Daddy, I'm sorry. And we're going to have eternity to hug and look at one another. And I want to give you scripture on that. The Bible mentions here. I thank God for it too. It mentions here that we'll see each other face to face. It says we'll know even as we're known. We won't be robbed. We got a word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. It says, hallelujah. We'll be reunited. We'll know as we're known. We'll see each other face to face. I'll be able to hold her again. I'll be able to see her again. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
I'll tell you what. That's why the resurrection is so important. Paul said he wanted to know the power of his resurrection. If he could not have went no further than the crucifixion, I couldn't have the faith that I got today. But not only did he get up, but he showed himself risen from the dead. He even showed himself to me risen from the dead. Not physically, I didn't see him, but he physically manifested in my heart. The risen Savior, and took His rightful place upon the throne of my heart. And even today, He still today reigns in my heart and lives there. And I'm telling you, hallelujah, glory to God, for the risen Savior, amen. Man, I wouldn't give you a nickel for some kind of religion that don't have a resurrected Savior. And there's people that blow themselves up. They'll kill you, kill themselves, kill others. Just because of some, they got a zeal. Paul said he better reckon to have a zeal upon about Israel, but not according to knowledge. He said, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record they have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. He said they's ignorant concerning Christ. They didn't know Him. He prayed they come to know Jesus. And I'm telling you, glory to God, the power of His resurrection is manifested in your salvation. He'll rise in your heart, and you'll know, and you'll know yourself. You won't have to have someone else tell you.
Amen.
You'll know.
Amen.
Man, my mama didn't have to tell me I was saved. I told her I was saved. Man, I got to Bethel Baptist Church on a Wednesday night. I couldn't wait till Sunday, Brother James. I wanted to, but I couldn't. And I opened that door, going to run in and tell my pastor I got saved. And he saw me, boy. And my countenance was so different. He said, you got saved in you. I said, that's right.
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you what, it'll show up on you somewhere if Christ be in you. I'll tell you what, it'll manifest somewhere. But I opened that door before I could get to Him. He said, you got saved in you. Man, I wasn't troubled. My countenance wasn't worried no more. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I had a holy breakout of a manifestation of the resurrected Savior. And I'll tell you right now, anyone that wants it can have it. And I want you to know, glory to God, He's got power to save. He's got power to raise. Amen.
Amen.
Man, oh man, you can't lose with Him. They built a church down in Dallas, Texas. The building covers 5 acres. The pews are 1 mile long. They were made in Pennsylvania. In the center of it, they got an indoor baptism. Well, huge fountains. But they play gospel hymns and the water reacts with the fountains. And that's a wonderful, majestic thing. I'm glad in this day of economy and poverty that they can make a building. I think they said it cost $100 million to make this building. And they're having their first service in it today. But even greater than that magnificent building is the magnificent resurrection of our Savior. Man, oh man, oh man. I'm telling you, you can't explain it away. You can't take away from it. You can't add to it. I mean, but there's just so much of it, you just have to accept it as it is. And I'll tell you right now, that's what it takes to be saved. You got to accept Him as He is. You can't come to Him with an excuse. You can't come to Him thinking you just need a little bit. You got to come to Him as empty can be, and say, I need what you got. I had an unusual thing happen to me this week. we redone our cell phones. And I've got unlimited minutes, so you call me anytime you want to, talk as long as you want to. I don't have to worry about the minutes no more. But also now I can text. Sad thing is I don't know how. But I did get 2 texts this week, and I fumbled through, finally was able to read them. And also I sent 1 text this week, messed it all up. I did send one. Sent one to my granddaughter Brooke, just said, hi Brooke. And I messed it up so bad it's terrible. But anyway, I did it. But I also had something happen to me this week. I had listed a fishing bait for sale, and it's really nice. It's worth a lot of money. Now, making that a reality, that's another thing. But a guy called me, and he said, I want to buy that fishing bait. And he said, I want to pay for it by PayPal. That's why I got my 2 texts. He was telling me where to send the invoices from PayPal so he could pay for it. Man, for just a little bit there, I thought my ship had came in. I'm sitting there thinking, glory to God, I'm going to make the ends meet. Hallelujah. I mean, he's going to buy this fishing bait, which I had it sold for, well, I had it listed for $100,000, and I dropped it down to $50,000. I was desperate. But anyway, he said, I want it. And he said, send me an invoice, and I'll pay for it right now through PayPal. Well, I got in a PayPal account, and he won't let you send a $50,000 invoice. I had to send $5,000 invoices. Anyway, make a long story short, it was a scam. I'm just glad I ain't as dumb as I used to be. But I'm glad Jesus ain't a scam. I'm glad, praise God, we've got so much evidence. There's evidence in this church. There's evidence out there in the world. Man, there's so much evidence with a lot of people that try to scam you, try to sell you some bill of goods, try to sell you something that ain't nowhere true. But praise God, I'll tell you right now, I have tasted and seen that the Lord is good. I have tried Him and found Him to be faithful and true to His Word. I found Him to back it up. I found out, brother, you can get down on your knees and say, Lord, Your Word says in my distress, I cried and You heard me and saved me out of all my troubles. You can find out in His Word there that He said, this poor man cried and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. You can find out that He said in there, try me and prove me and see if I might open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that the room cannot contain. He said, call upon me in the day of trouble. I'll show you great mighty things you know not.
Right.
Man, ever just a little while, and I will confess, I did want to be raptured this week. I did want to be resurrected this week, but I'm still here. But I'll tell you one thing different. I'm nearer to Him than when I believed. I'm closer to leaving than I was yesterday, Carolyn. And I'll tell you what, I ain't heard the trumpet call yet, some in your house. But when I do hear it, I promise you this, like a banana peeling, I'm going to slip out of here and I'm going to split that sky and I ain't going to need a rocket ship. And I'm going to go further than Apollo and NASA and the cosmonauts and whatever they call them, astronauts and wasnots. I'm going on and I'm going to stop when I get to where He is. And we're going on up there to heaven and we're going to spend about 7 years in the mansion up with the Lamb and let the world have their life. If you don't want to miss that, you better get in. Because I'll tell you what the Bible said, the foundation of God standeth sure. The Lord knoweth them that are His. He knows me. Paul said that I may know Him. Hallelujah. You remember what them devils said? They said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know. I'm glad, praise God, Jesus knows Eddie Wade. As of April 27th, 1988, not only that, he wrote my name down in the book of life. If your name ain't in that book of life, you ain't going. If your name ain't in that book of life, you're going to be cast alive in the lake of fire, which is the second death. Listen, by all means, get to Jesus. Run to Him if you need to, and get it fixed. The psalmist said, my heart is fixed. Hallelujah. Yeah. There's anything less than faith, you'll not please Him. We've got plenty of reason to believe the power of His resurrection. And the world can't dismiss it. Scientists can't explain it away. There's only one thing to do. That's just accept Him as the only hope of eternal life. Let's just run to Him while He may be found. Call upon Him while He's near. Confess your sins. Get a true bailout. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a true bailout. Man, oh man. All right. Well, get Brother Mavin, if you would please. Get us an invitation of Him. Like this, everybody to stand. Thank you for bearing with me. I was a little long this morning. But I'm glad I know the power of His resurrection. Listen, if you want to know the power of His resurrection, I'll promise you this, by the Word of God and the God of the Word, you come up here, He'll resurrect Himself in your heart. You'll know immediately that I haven't told you anything wasn't true. You'll find out, just like the man told me, he said, Eddie, Jesus loves you. He wants to save you. If you'll just ask Him, He will. And I took that right there as a word from God, knelt down and said, Lord, somebody told me you love me. Somebody told me if I'd ask you to save me. And Lord, the best way I know how, right here, right now, I'm asking you to save me. And the resurrected Christ manifested in my heart, and He's still there today. Boy, it makes a difference when you go to bed at night. It makes a difference when you go through the day. If you don't have Jesus, won't you come this morning? Won't you come? 175. Won't you come this morning without delay? Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Just step out, grab somebody by the hand, say, go with me.
When you trust in Jesus,
come on! Some of you have been aiming. Won't you just do it? Quit aiming. Just step out. Lord, we thank you, Father, for Jessica. Lord, we thank you, Father. Lord, dear Father, to know, Lord, you love her. Lord, you have for her. Lord, we just pray, not knowing what she's praying about. Lord, you minister, Father, for her according to her needs. Lord, we thank you, Lord, Sister Nina, coming up here, Lord, right on cue. Thank you, Father, she saw this before I did. May you bless them. Lord, help them. I pray this, Father, Lord, here to get some victory this morning. Bless my sister, Jesus. Amen. Appreciate Jesse this morning. Appreciate William this morning. Let me say something this morning. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. You're drawn out of God. You're drawn out of you. You just need to make some steps. Put your faith in the work. Lord, bless Brother William. Bless him and his family. Lord, give unto him. Lord, the things of God free. Lord, open, I pray. Lord, you bless him. Lord, open, Father, your treasures. And share with my brother, Jesus. Bless your sister Nita. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, boy, there's something about this Jesus that's different than all the world. I'm telling you, what that difference will make a difference. You take Jesus home with you, you'll have a different home. You take Jesus home with you, you'll find out, but it'll make your home a blessing. Amen. And I can't imagine a day without Jesus. Somebody this morning is going to go through a day without Jesus. I can't imagine that. Somebody this morning thinks they can make it without Jesus. I can't imagine. And I'm so sorry to get saved. I'm so sorry to get saved. I'm telling you, don't go for a day without Jesus. Don't go through life without Jesus. Come on. Jesus, how I trust Him. How I prove Him more and more. Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, me. Thank you, Brother Melvin. You know, we can preach, we can pray. I can present Jesus unto you. But you got to accept Him. And that's your part. Maybe somebody's got a word in their heart this morning. Well, it's a precious privilege to be here. Just to feel what I felt up here this morning. I don't know if you felt anything or not, but I hope and pray you did. But I just praise the Lord for what I felt up here this morning.
Amen.
To know where it came from. To know why God gave it. It's a blessing. Maybe somebody got a word in their heart this morning. What you got, Sophia?
Statues of grandson, 6 years old. He come to him and said it's gone. His daddy picked him up at school, I think it was. And said, he said, I got saved, Daddy.
Amen.
And said, I want our preacher baptized.
Amen.
And said, he's pulled over the side of the road and said, now, Tucker, do you know what you're talking about? And he said, yes, I know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And then his grandpa, that's my nephew, said, now, tell me what you done. He said, well, all of my family's going to heaven. I know they're crazy.
Amen.
And I want to go with them. I don't want to be lost. I want to go with
them. Amen. Hallelujah.
But they did take him to church all the time.
Amen. See, that seed got planted, got watered. God gave increase. The Bible says, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. For such the kingdom of heaven. It's easier for a child to get saved than is an older person. And the reason for that is they don't have all the carnality that you and I have got. They don't have the worldly questions and doubts that you and I have. They just believe. That's what heaven's going to be, Sophia. Amen. That's called setting your house in order.
I got everything in order.
Amen.
I'm ready to go.
Amen. Glory. I like that. I'm ready to go. Bless you, Sophie. Appreciate you sharing that with us. Who else got a word in your heart this morning?
I want to praise the Lord this morning for that old rugged cross.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
also
want to
praise
Him for His glory. Amen. Amen, Sister Molly.
I love Him.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm looking for Him. I don't know who's looking for Him. I know why.
Bless the heart.
I love Him this morning. And I thank Him for the cross.
Bless you.
Blood. I do thank Him for that blood.
Amen.
If people could only
that blood whooped the devil.
Amen.
Bless you.
What do you call it? The old rugged cross?
Old rugged cross?
Yeah.
That's the song, the old rugged cross. Is that what you're talking about? The cross is where Jesus gave His life a ransom for us so we could be saved. That's where He died for the sins of the world. And the grave is where He got the victory. Because He got up from the death victorious and took the keys of death and hell. And that's where we get the victory at. The grave was the finished work of the cross. He died and rose again. The gospel is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, how that Christ died for our sins according to Scriptures, how He was buried according to Scriptures, and rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures.
I have a white
necklace
at my house in Indiana.
Yeah, you do? You had a what now?
A white necklace.
A white necklace?
Oh, in
Indiana. I love this little girl right here. Now, you talking about precious. God bless you, Jay. That's about how precious heaven's going to be. I mean, I'll be honest with you. That just blessed me, man. I bless y'all. Amen. That blessed me. She came up here. She said, I got a white necklace with a cross on it. Is that right, Jay?
Yes.
Yeah. She said, what's that old word, your cross? Yeah, man.
Amen.
That's a...
I pray. praise the Lord for saving my soul.
Amen.
Oh, child, pray for me that I may hold out faithful and gain my home.
He'll send a heavenly escort. I promise you this. Old Solomon said, swing low, sweet chariot, the Lord will send an escort. They'll come and say, anyway, it's time to go. If I was to go before the rapture, and if I'm still here, the rapture hits, well, I will go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
There's a song
that
says,
I'll
tell you the best thing I ever did do.
Yeah.
Lay out the old
coat
from
underneath. Put on the new.
That's my
bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Hey, that's a good place to be. Maybe somebody else got a wound in your heart. Molly back out, little tears running down her cheeks like leaves and palsy. Praise the Lord. I appreciate you. She loves the Lord. I like it on that fashion.
Be saved, be saved, be saved.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Hey, man, I'm not in no hurry. We got Easter egg hunt coming up. I know the kids in a hurry. Maybe somebody else got something. If not, we'll be dismissed. Have us an Easter egg hunt.
I thank the Lord for dying on that cross for me.
Bless you,
Kevin. And you know, there's a little song that keeps coming through my mind, and I can't sing it. But I think about when Mary ran and saw him just roll away.
Yeah.
So if I can just hit one line of it.
I know that's three.
And that's
not.
Because
God's going to be. Oh, you're talking about three of the commandments.
Yeah.
Went
away. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not cut thy
neighbor's
wife.
For I am unbelieving. And this is just what Mary heard him say.
Amen.
Gone, the stone is rolled back, gone, the tomb is empty, gone. Oh, he lives forevermore.
Amen. Amen.
Gone over death's
triumph.
Amen.
Gone.
Sin is delivered. Gone. Oh, he lives forevermore.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
You don't know the risen Savior. Don't wait till it's too late to pray.
Right. Amen. Well done there, Sister Carolyn. You know, there's been a million songs wrote about Jesus, a million books wrote about Him. If this ain't no getting away with Him. I mean, there ain't no away with Him. There ain't no denying Him. There's just too much evidence of Him.
Amen. Yeah.
All right, if we're done, I'd like to say thank you for coming. I don't know what all took place this morning, but if you need to talk, I'll be glad to make myself available.
Yes, sir.